It's time to talk about food and drink and restaurants and cooking and kitchens and food shows on TV and lots more. It's Food Talk STL with David Craig on 590 The Fan KFNS and KFNS.com.
Hey, good morning and welcome to the show. Today, we are not broadcasting from the Bomarito Automotive Group studios at KFNS. We're broadcasting through the facilities of the Bomarito Automotive Group studios at KFNS. This is Food Talk STL, and today we're broadcasting from the Soulard Chili Fest, which is right catty-cornered from Soulard Market. We're at the Lift for Life Academy. And I'm joined by Marshall Cohen. Good morning, buddy.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for having us down here and for letting us promote your event on 590. This is a pretty big deal. This is your second annual.
Yeah, the second annual Soulard Chili Festival.
And what's different with this one from what y'all did last year?
Well, good question. We have more restaurants, and the chefs are really going to battle it out for who's got the best chili, because we got some celebrity judges, and they're going to duke it out.
I know Evan Ben from the Post-Dispatch is one of your judges, and who are your other judges?
We have someone from Blue Owl Restaurant and the Riverfront Times.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's right. Mary is down there.
Yeah.
The judges, they've got the chili right now.
Yeah.
So we'll know the winners probably a little later this hour.
Yeah, in a couple hours we're going to announce it.
Now, for folks who are listening to 590 right now and maybe driving around and thinking, gosh, it's a nice, cool fall day, I'd like to sample some delicious chili, maybe have a beer, glass of wine, listen to some music. Bring the family. It's a family event. Talk a little bit about how it works, how much money you should bring. I think there's like two ways you can do it, right?
Right. We have a chili pass for $12, and you get to come and sample a little sample from each of the restaurants, and then the restaurants are also selling samples of wide variety of food, but pretty much focusing on chili. And then there's a little bit higher price for, I think, about $20. You get a commemorative glass. It's a tasting glass. And not only do you get the chili samples, but you also get to sample beer and wine.
And mention, if you would, the fun things that you have for the kids here.
Yeah, we have a giant, looks like a Pirates of the Caribbean ship for the kids to jump on. So if your kids are driving you crazy, you can just throw them in that and let them jump for a while.
And, we've all done the bouncy house, but I don't think most of us have done the bouncy pirate ship. So
yeah,
it's kind of a new thing that you all have going there, yeah. Marshall. Now, what are you? You're the head guy here.
Yeah, I'm the executive director of Lift for Life Academy.
For people who don't know and maybe have heard of it, can you kind of explain what Lift for Life Academy is?
Sure. We're the St. Louis's first charter school. We serve grades 6 through 12, and we have about a little over 550 kids, and our focus is on getting kids caught up and being competitive when they go off into college and beyond.
Very good. And, you know, people maybe have kind of driven by this, and you see the logo with the arms reach up. How did it get the name Lift for Life? Because I guess it started as a gym way back when.
Yeah, 24 years ago I started a gym for city kids that could come and work out for free. We were getting the kids, they were doing great athletically, but they were still having challenges in school. So we decided when they passed the charter legislation that not-for-profits could open up charter public schools, we decided to jump on board, and here we are 13 years later.
And it's worked pretty good? It's been successful, you think?
Yeah. It's.
Well, of course you would. You're the executive director.
Right.
But no.
Yeah, It's good. I mean, we had our first graduating class last year, and we had 90% of our kids graduate, and the other ones are working on finishing up their credits to graduate. So we're doing some good things, and, you know, we're always here to support the kids, which is the main thing. And the Soulard Chili Festival is one way that it helps.
Well, there's a lot of people who come to Soulard every weekend from all over the city and the region to shop at the market. And as we mentioned, we're right across from Soulard Market. I think it would be a good thing to mention some of the folks who are down there serving chili. I had a sample of some chili from River City Casino,
uh-huh. Yep.
And they're down there with their burger bar chili as well.
Yeah.
I had some of the stuff that had the venison in it. It was
good.
Spectacular. And then I had some white bean chili from Joni's Pizzeria,
uh-huh.
Also tasty. Now, let's see. How many of these can you remember off your
oh,
the top
gosh,
of your head?
It was it. There's quite a bit. Joni's Pizzeria is here. We have 1860s Hard Shell Cafe, Hammerstones, Molly's, I mean, the list, Iron Barley, the list goes on and on. Sub-Zero.
Pointer's Market.
Yeah, Pointer's Market.
You mentioned, Epic Pizza.
Yeah, yeah.
And, just a bunch of folks from the immediate neighborhood and the region participating, serving up their best chili.
Yeah, yeah. Well, a huge variety of chili. I thought it was only, you know, beans and regular ground beef, but, you know, I think Llewellyn's Llewellyn's has like a white chicken meat chili. I mean, it's really good. Or maybe it's a white bean and chicken, something like that.
And was it Pointer's, I think, that had a Texas chili lasagna?
Yeah.
People are going a little nuts with their creativity down here.
Right.
We have some things to give away. We're set up right next to the Bouncy Pirate Ship, which for two tickets gets you 3 minutes on there. And I'm thinking about, is there an age limit? I guess there is.
No, we'll go on later. We'll take down the sign for when it's our turn.
Yeah, I'll take my big boots off. So everybody's welcome. This is for everybody anywhere who likes chili and beer and wine. And we got a band playing over there. You want to mention some of the other extracurriculars that are going on?
Yeah, just actually one of the things I forgot to mention is when you buy a ticket for a chili pass, you actually get tickets to vote on the best decorated booth, best tasting chili. So it's somewhat interactive, you know, you get to vote on who's the People's Choice Award. So that's a lot of fun too.
And yeah, and People's Choice Awards are always just kind of fun to see how those things work out. And I see you've got some used books for sale over there.
Yeah, it's our Spanish teachers is trying to raise money to take his kids to Costa Rica. So he's having a giant book fair. So if you're looking for books for a quarter, This is your opportunity.
How long will this go on today?
We're going till 5:00.
All right, and some of those people have enormous tubs of chili, so I would say, you know, get down here the sooner the better.
Yeah.
To make sure that there's plenty left. I mean, it's not like they're going to run out, but then again, they may at some point.
That's right. Right. Yeah.
So if you're, like I said, tooling around, maybe on your way to Walmart or something, and you're thinking, here's a reason. I need a reason to go downtown, to go to Soulard.
And this is the part you can go and buy pumpkins, cantaloupes, and then come over and have chili. So you can't beat it.
And all the other interesting things that they have for sale at the Soulard Market.
Yeah.
And thank you for having us again down here today.
Well, hey, thanks for having me.
Marshall Cohen. Is there anything else? Oh, we need to mention the band.
Yeah, we have Social Distraction. The Yo Angelos are playing also. So we got two bands, live music. You can't beat it.
And we have some KFNS giveaways here at our table. We have these nice little tank tops. And we also have a register to win for some Illini basketball tickets. You know, we are the voice of the Illini.
Oh, nice.
In St. Louis. We carry Illini football and basketball. I think the basketball team is probably going to do better this year than the football team is doing. It's an open date for Illini football. And, you know, our show is about restaurants and wine and beer. I think the first thing I need to mention in that category is to point out, on behalf of every restaurant owner in St. Louis, that the Cardinals are not playing tonight, Mizzou is not playing tonight, the Illini are not playing tonight. So, folks, if you've been thinking about going out to dinner and you've been saying, no, I'm going to watch the ball game tonight, you have no excuse tonight. You need to hit your favorite St. Louis restaurant. Hey, Marshall, thank you again.
Hey, thanks a lot.
For having
it.
Us down here. And we're going to be down here until noon. And we invite you to stop by our table and say hello. You're listening to Food Talk STL on 590 The Fan, KFNS. I'm David Craig. I have a few newsy notes to share here before we go to our break. And I want to mention who's coming up in a little while. We have Lisa Lillian. She's Hungry Girl. You may have seen her on the Food Network or on the Cooking Channel. She's going to be at the new Deerbergs in De Pere on November 1st. We'll have details about that in a little while. Our show's website is foodtalkstl.com. And there you can find show archives, our guest lists, some recipes, and other good things. We're on Twitter at foodtalkstl. Also on Facebook, and the email address for our show is foodtalkstl@yahoo.com. I do want to mention that because KFNS is a sports talk station, we talk about food for an hour a week from 11 to noon on Saturdays. KFNS Cardinals coverage continues tomorrow afternoon before Game 6. I'm sad to report there is going to be a Game 6. I was at the ball game last night, and I'll tell you, that that Lance Lynn brain fart, man, when he threw that ball and hit second base when there was nobody there, is like, dope, what's going on? I did notice something interesting food-related at the ballpark last night. Busch Stadium concession stand, some of them are offering soup, chicken noodle, broccoli with cheese, and vegetable beef. $8 a bowl. And I posted something about that on Twitter last night, and a Twitter friend, Andy DeSoto, said it's a special promotion for the postseason, just like the $10 souvenir hot chocolate mug. So it's good that they have some warm stuff up there. There's a new movie that's opening next Friday at the Tivoli called Step Up to the Plate, and this is something that food lovers might enjoy. It's a documentary about a three-star Michelin restaurant in France, and it shifts from one generation to another. I read a review that said, I watched this movie on an empty stomach. Bad idea. Eat first, or if you can't, make sure that you have reservations afterward at a nice restaurant. And I have two passes for two to give away right now to see this movie, Step Up to the Plate, at the Tivoli. And you can call in right now to win at the studio. And Matt's standing there answering the phones. It's area 314-969-0590. And we'll give him, oh, let's say, to callers number 5 and 6. Again, 314-969-0590. If you'd like to see this movie, Step Up to the Plate, that's going to be at the Tivoli for 1 week only, starting next Friday. A couple of other notes. The Greater St. Louis Restaurant Week continues through tomorrow. Nice deals at all participating restaurants. Tomorrow in Webster Groves, the Slobs Barbecue Group, that's an acronym for St. Louis Occasional Barbecue Society Group. Their big season-ending charity competitions at Highway 61 Roadhouse, and that's from 1 to 6 tomorrow. There's a big new store coming to Chicago next year called Eataly. They have one in Manhattan right now. It's a food shop with places to eat, plain and fancy. And I think that'll be a destination for food lovers next year. Starbucks is going to start selling pumpkin spice latte flavored ice cream in grocery stores in a week or two. Anthony Bourdain, who you see on Travel Channel all the time, fixing to move over to CNN, has a new book coming out October 30th. But actually, it's an old book. It's a revised version of his famous book, Kitchen Confidential, called The Insider's Edition, with notes and updates. And let's see. Oh, here's another St. Louis restaurant note. St. Louis Mag's Relish blog noted that Sapore, currently based out in Manchester, there in the Lafayette Shopping Center, is moving over into Kirkwood in the space being abandoned by Trattoria Branica. Okay, we're going to come back in a moment here on Food Talk STL and talk to Lisa Lillian, a.k.a. Hungry Girl. First, we'd like to bring you a commercial message for a great place to shop. It's Parker's Table Wine and Food Shop. They're located at Yale and Oakland in Richmond Heights, right behind Tip Top Cleaners. Now, Parker's Table is a fun, comfortable place to shop with personal service. That's the big deal. Jonathan Parker has great wines for everyday use. He has wines that are meant to be drunk. Oh, yeah, they've got some of the special stuff, you know, that you kind of stash away. But these are the wines you want to drink with dinner tonight. Not the exact same wines you see everywhere. Many great choices under $20, under $15. I got one the other day under $10 from Northern Italy. Delicious. Saturdays are tasting days. Stop in right now. Try something new. Parker's Table also has a wall full of cool craft beers, including several from local brewers. A great assortment of farmstead artisan cheeses. Parker's Table has a huge selection of foodstuffs, dry pastas, snacks, cookies, candies, mostly from Italy. And this, it's stuff you won't find everywhere. But the real reasons to visit and shop at Parker's Table, it's the personal service you get from Jonathan and John and the crew, and the casual, comfortable feel of the store. Now, I've been in several times since spring. It's been neat to see the way they've evolved, and there's a lot more to come. Parker's Table, it was in Clayton for several years. Yep, same Parker's Table. Now it's been reborn. It's just west of the big Amoco sign in the Cheshire, just south of Clayton Road at Yale and Oakland. Just look right behind Tip Top Cleaners. They're online at parkerstable.com. Enjoy a great shopping experience today and great wines tonight with a stop in at Parker's Table Wine and Food Shop. Okay, more Food Talk STL coming up next on 590 The Fan, KFNS.